There's no karma when you watch Supreme Master television. That's why when you watch Supreme Master TV, you, God's disciple, experience many good things. There's no karma that you have to experience. So don't worry. Continue watching Supreme Master television. You and your friends, your loved ones, whoever, and outside people as well. No problem. Many animal people love to watch Supreme Master television, and they come hanging around because I put the Supreme Master TV on. And the bird people and all the animal people love to hang around. Even some rare people, they don't want to leave.
最近找了地方闭关，因在闭关地方上网不方便，只能通过卫星收看无上师电视台。刚开始只能同时收看2到4台无上师电视台，后来增加了设备，能同时收看8台左右无上师电视台。在增加完设备后的当时，可能是量产达到止变的原因，连续多日的阴雨寒冷天气就停下了，过了一会儿又出了彩虹，后边连续几天都出了彩虹，接着的一些天就每天都变得风调雨顺，白天阳光明媚，入夜后开始下雨，到早上就又停了，温度也变得很适宜，周围的鸽子及小鸟族人等芳邻也天天来做客，有时整天待着不走。
Từ lúc truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư phát sóng trở lại, gia đình con luôn mở 2 TV phát sóng 24/24. Thời gian gần đây, con cảm thấy khó thiền và tâm khó an khi trở về nhà từ bên ngoài. Mặc dù giai đoạn này, con cố gắng tập trung thiền nhiều hơn như lời sư phụ dạy. Có một ngày trong lúc thiền, con nghe tiếng nói, mở thêm TV phát truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư. Con bắt đầu mở 5 TV phát sóng truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư cùng lúc. Bạch sư phụ, từ chuồng khác hẳn, các bạn người thân động vật đến nhà con nghe đài nhiều lắm ạ. Đặc biệt các bạn chim, đến mỗi lần vài chục bạn hót níu lo và con thiền ổn hơn.
Etc.
Don't worry about me. I'm truly happy here. I'm just sorry I cannot see you. I'm just hoping one day maybe I can do some video conference with you. With any of you who would like to see me. But at the moment not yet. Okay? I told you I'm not free. I'm only with God, and whatever is a general plan I will have to do, I will have to go with it. I cannot do everything all by myself, like the clothes that I had to wear before, and the jewelry even, yeah? Even if they are my own designs, and despite whatever I like to wear, it's not like that. I wear what I'm told to wear. I'm happy to do it. It's easier for me. I don't have to think too much then, you know? Of course, many things I still have to think about, like my business or my workers, my team, sometimes I have to. Because even if I don't think, if I see them getting bad karma, I have to take care of them right there, right now, you see? Otherwise, I like where I live. I like the very simple living so much better than in town. Or when I was out in the public before, okay? It's not like I choose it also on purpose. I just had to go for peace and safety as well. Because if I have peace and safety more than other times, then I can meditate better for the world. I can use my power more easily. With God's grace and the Son of God's grace, I can use it all, not having to share all of the karma from the neighbors or the world at large when I was outside running around at all times. I did not plan for this, but it just happened. I'm very happy, okay, inside and outside. Even if I'm sick or karma burden, it doesn't mean that I cannot be happy, you know? I'm happy, but I suffer at the same time. It doesn't matter. There's a balance, okay? So not to worry about me, okay? Just worry about yourself. Make sure you do the right things. You can rescue yourself, your family, your ancestors, your loved ones, and rescue this planet. All of you people out there have the power of a savior, okay? Don't wait for the savior to come. The Savior come or not, you cannot tell anyway. You might have intuition to feel like, oh, this person is really Jesus reincarnated. But most people don't have this intuition. One of my God's disciples told me that when he first saw me, he immediately exclaimed to himself inside, oh, this is Jesus Christ returned. Immediately he had this intuitive knowing and feeling. Yeah.
November 21st, 1999 was a special day for me that I will always remember. I was given the opportunity to be master's driver in Israel. Upon reaching Jerusalem, I called out to Master. Master, we have reached Jerusalem. Master woke up from her samadhi, and upon opening her eyes, Master exclaimed, I have come home. I went back to the hotel at 6:30 p.m. to pick Master up for her lecture. When I finally saw Master walking quickly towards my car, there was a split moment in time that I saw Jesus Christ in Master. I thought to myself, my God, Master walked the same way like Jesus walks. Master got into the car and sat next to me. Immediately, I said to Master, Master, you are very beautiful. Master looked deeply into my eyes. As though knowing my thoughts, Master asked, do I look like Jesus? Without a thought, I replied, yes, Master, you are. Master smiled, nodded her head in silence, and finally said, let's go. We headed over to the lecture, and Master had a wonderful time giving the lecture. Master was so blissful and happy throughout the whole event. Master's words to me had deeply touched my heart and made me witness to this simple truth that Master is Jesus Christ.
Thưa Sư Phụ, con có thể nghiệm nhỏ về thánh danh của Ngài. Có lần con thắc mắc về bút hiệu phi văn của Sư Phụ và chắc chắn rằng bút hiệu này phải ẩn chứa ý nghĩa gì đó. Hai ngày sau, tình cờ con mở quyển sách bí quyết tức khắc khai ngộ chính nhằm đúng ngay trang có câu Chúa Giêsu sẽ cởi mai tái lâm trong thời kỳ cuối này. Phi là cởi, văn là mai. Con thật tri ân vì cảm nhận sự vi diệu rằng Sư Phụ chính là Chúa Giêsu tái lâm đang hiện hữu khắp nơi nên đã trả lời thắc mắc trong tâm trí đệ tử.
At your 1999 lecture in Tel Aviv, Israel, you dressed, appeared like Jesus, saying you came home finally, happy to see Abraham's children, and we missed each other for a long, long time. The venue was filled with enormous love and light. Choking with tears, I felt you are Jesus.
某天打坐，我被一道金色光芒音流吸上。 在那境界中，师父的容貌一下子是耶稣基督，一下子是印度名师巴巴萨万辛格，而我与金色灿烂的师父容貌居然也一模一样，穿着金色光芒的长袍，全身光芒，美丽的师父牵着我的手，无比慈爱地告诉我，你已经看见最高了。特师父。
Trong một thể nghiệm nội tại, trong lúc thiền định, con đã thấy Ngài chính là Chúa Giêsu tái lâm trong thời đại này. Hóa thân Sư Phụ và Chúa Giêsu hợp nhất cùng một lực lượng và bay vút trên tận tầng trời cao. Và Ngài cũng chính là Đức Quán Thế Âm Bồ Tát đã hóa thân cứu con bay qua dòng sông khi con tự tập thiền.
Etc.
So this is not everybody can feel like that and can exclaim like that because you are covered too much with the thickness of ignorance and heavy karma, yes? So you have a Buddha inside, but you are locked. The Buddha is locked, you can't see. You have God's spirit inside, but also you're imprisoned in another kind of world, even though you're in the same body, in the same world. As this world is a mixture of all kinds of worlds, so it's very difficult for you to see clearly. So I don't ever blame any of you. Sometimes I said something like, why don't you just eat vegan? So simple. It seems like I complain or I'm not pleased with you. But even then, I have only love for you, only sympathy for you, and only wish that I could free you immediately in any way possible. And I'm very, very sad every day. If one human, one soul left the world, but not within my grasp, not within my power to help. I'm very, very sad. Even if I could help that person, it would be long, 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 long thousands of years later. And all these years, I may feel very sad. But what to do? If you don't care about yourself and you don't see the priority that you have to liberate your soul by any means to try to find an enlightened master, then what can I do for you? If you don't care about yourself, no one else can. Yeah? Just like if you are sick, you have to go to the doctor to take care of yourself, and you have to listen to the doctor and take medicine. If you don't, then even the best doctor in the world, even if you give him billions of dollars, he can do nothing. You see, that is the 1% you have to do. Repent, be vegan. Just like you are a patient, you have to go to the doctor and take the medicine. It's like that. I hope it's simple enough for you. I pray that God helps you to wake up. I try many ways already. Some of you wake up, some not. I wish I could save the whole world, human people, and all beings. Not that I want to take you away anywhere to save you. You can stay here, just that you become awakened, so that you can receive more blessings from God, from the masters, from saints and sages, from Buddhas, so that your life is more comfortable, more enlightened. So when you leave this life, you will go to a better place. Better heaven, you know, that's all. You go wherever your karma arranges for you. Not that I can take you anywhere if you don't let me. I hope all I said today is clear to you. May God bless you and enlighten you. May God take pity on this world and enlighten people, enlighten all beings so that they become more evolved and do the right things. Thus, rescue themselves, their loved ones, and this planet. Amen. Because as you see all over on the internet, there's strange phenomena everywhere. There are just warnings from celestial beings that they see we're going to have a big disaster, big trouble. I try, with God's grace, together with God, the threesome, we do the best we can. It's just that human karma and human stubbornness build a big wall around themselves and or put stones on their necks so that they will be dragged into harm's way. If I have a car, a big car, and I can take your whole house to go with me to a safe place, for example, when your area is in trouble, a fire, wildfire, or flood or anything, but if you don't step into the car, I cannot do anything, can I? No. Even a helicopter or an airplane, if you don't step in, you don't let me help you. You don't let God's blessing grace your soul, even grace your physical body, then that's your choice. Some people choose heaven, some people choose, you know, to go back home, some people choose hell. And some people also choose to go back to human life. It's okay too. To go back to human life, but you always have to keep the straight line, keep the basic moral standard and virtues so that you can be a good and healthy human, have everything you need and be happy, have a happy life with you and your loved ones. It's okay. The five precepts, if you keep them purely, you can come back to be a human with all fortune and wellness and happiness and easiness in life. The five precepts of the Buddha. We talked about that many times already. Just keep the five precepts. In that also you don't kill. Don't kill, that means you have to be vegan. Because if you eat what people kill for you, then you are an accomplice. Then you will share some of the karma. Maybe not as bad as the person who sells it, who kills it for you, but it's not little. Quite a lot of karma. And if every day you do that, then, oh, nobody can help you. All right, I have to go now. I talked enough today. Hopefully you understand some of my talk and accept it, believe it, and try to find a way to correct your life, okay? All of you out there, not my God disciples. Please, all my love to you, my prayers for you. Please change. You're the only one who can save yourself or agree to be saved, like my God disciples. They sincerely want to let me save them. But all of you, I want to save all of you, but it's very difficult because that 1% you don't take. You know, the medicine you don't take. You don't go to the doctor. And the doctor even sends the medicine remotely. You still don't take the medicine. Then nobody can help you, right? Huh? I hope it's easy enough for you to understand. Now pray to God. Remember God all the time, whatever you do. I love you. God loves you. Heaven loves you. All the Buddhas love you. May your life be better, more enlightened, daily, every day. Amen. Thanks, God. Thanks to the Son of God. Thanks, the Ultimate Master. Thanks, all the saints and sages, Buddhas, in all directions, in the whole universe. May you help humankind and all the beings on this planet to be more enlightened, understand what they have to do to save themselves, save their souls from hell. Amen. Thank you, God Almighty. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.